Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Have you been watching California lately? Interestingly enough, in California, although they have had little pockets here and there, for the most part, California is not getting burned down because the rich coastal leftists who have the hate has no home here signs in their exquisitely landscaped front yards would never put up with that nonsense in Shangri-Left. In a very real way, the chaos that the leftists are creating by handcuffing other people's cops. And do you think the cops in California will ever get an order to stand down the way they have in Minneapolis or Portland or places like that? You know, in a way, that's not anybody's, that's not California's problem. That's not your problem. And unless you are still living in a Democrat hellhole, it's probably not your problem at all. So why again, when some big blue city that hasn't had a Republican mayor since phrenology was the pseudoscience of the day, as quackery goes, headbutt interpretation is way less damaging than weather paranoia and flu panic, suffers self-induced ritualized convulsions upon the death of yet another felon, should the rest of us care? But we will care. At least for now, because we're nice people, and we think all Americans should live in something like peace and prosperity, and it's hard to get through our heads that not all of our countrymen feel that way. The chaos and the violence and the misery that some Americans exist in is actually their choice. It's a choice that the leftists make. And they can make that choice because blue city voters inexplicably elect leftists who choose chaos. They tried giving people money. That failed. Astonishingly, handing people free cash does not magically make things better. Then they tried improving the economies in these places by importing a bunch of foreigners to take all the entry-level jobs. Once again, astonishingly, that did not work either. Their current experiment is to make the city's worker woker by not arresting criminals who make the cities unlivable and releasing the few who are in jail. And I know you're not going to believe this, that has made things worse. So even though we do want to help, for now, because eventually there will come a point where the non-blue city dwellers just shrug and say, you're on your own. It's not really clear what we can do gently. Now, 29 years ago this week, a bunch of soldiers tried to make Los Angeles safe again for a few weeks when they deployed in the Rodney King riots. It was quite an interesting time for suburban guys who had never ventured into the tougher parts of South Central to be rumbling through in an M113 with an M16A1 and a basic load of ammo. Those people that had never seen this before in their own city got to see up close the reality of leftist misrule, though it was largely obscured by flames. The people at the time, during the Rodney King riots, they loved the arrival of the soldiers of the guards. They did not dig the LAPD, but they did. They loved the Guard citizen soldiers, particularly because many of the troops were based in smoldering Inglewood, for people who know the geography, were from the affected neighborhoods. And they didn't take any guff. Many carried their own weapons and allegedly engaged in firefights with gang members with their own pieces, so they did not have to account for spent Army rounds. The official combat tally was low. You had a Salvadorian drug dealer who got his head blown off trying to run down some guardsmen at a roadblock. Legend has it that the investigation consisted of some LAPD detectives rolling up, asking what happened, saying, oh, okay, and then driving away. Also, rumor has it that a fleeing rapist got free gender reassignment surgery with a 5.56 millimeter round. At other times, so it has been said, the guardsmen just beat the crap out of gangsters who learned not to screw with the Army guys. And the locals were not heartbroken at this, not at all. And this was before cell phones and total camera coverage, but the people were pretty happy about the thugs being driven away for a while. One lady said how happy she was that her kids could now play in a park now that the drug dealers were gone, thanks to the National Guard. A lot of hugs going around at the time. And it was like it was when I was in Germany. In Germany, the German people would come, when we were there to defend them in the 80s, they would come out and bring us quite nice food and desserts and pastry and all this other stuff, because we were in their community planning to defend their country. And it was that way in California. Maybe all of that was not politically correct at the time, or even this time, or not then, or whatever, but it was morally correct. So there is an answer to the violence, and it's called law and order. And in extreme cases like riots, it consists of massive, overwhelming, hyper-violent force. But that's a choice, too, and one our gutless elite is not willing to make. They'd rather let the body count rise. They could end the murder spike tomorrow by backing the cops and dumping the leftist brought prosecutors for some real law people. They could shut down riots and gangs and drug houses by simply shutting them down. But they won't. And their constituents are not ready to force them to. Not until the violence gets intolerably bad. And the left can tolerate a lot. Or until the thugs push their luck by pushing into the suburbs and scaring the Trader Joe's Chardonnay mommy set. And then it's on like Donkey Kong, people. To them, dead people in the ghetto are a statistic. Crime in the rich suburbs? Well, we just can't have that. It's all fun and games until it affects the white leftists calling the shots. And word was that during the riots, Beverly Hills, a liberal bastion, had its PD just shut the city off from people of color for a few days. If you had melanin, you weren't getting in. And don't hold your breath waiting for the BHPD to be defunded even today. So the question is not whether we normal people should just let the cities burn. In fact, we don't really have a say in this unless we mobilize and invade. And that's not going to happen anytime soon either. Now, the question is whether the leftist establishment will tolerate this junk, and the answer is that it will until it gets scared. But then, all bets are off when that happens. All bets are off when that happens. So, you know, while we sit around, and I mean, I sit around, and I'm prepared, and I've, you know, various kits and all this other stuff ready to go, and various scenarios, and all these other things that I try to prepare for. The fact of the matter is, unless it happens in front of me, around me, I won't have very much to do with it. You won't have very much to do with it. Only the people in these blue city hellholes will have something to do with it. And the first thing they will have to do with it is to tolerate it. But then how long will they tolerate it? How long will they let this go on? And if it's all about equality and all this other stuff, why doesn't it matter right now? And why does it take pushing into the nicer side of town to make a change actually something to consider? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the militia line, golly, the Providence line, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. names. Names said to you, demanding that you listen to them to remind you of the outrage. We'll never hear the end of these names. Eric Garner, Alton Sterling, Michael Brown, George Floyd, Rashad Brooks, and now Dante Wright. I was down and out when the Dante Wright saga was trendy. We'll never hear the last of them because there will always be more. And there will always be more. And because certain people are invested in forcing us to hear about them. But the problem is what they demand we hear isn't the truth. Now, is it a tragedy that Dante Wright is dead? You betcha. Yes, it is. Should he have been shot dead on Sunday by a Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer? Why, no, he should not have been. And we can get this out of the way very easily. The Brooklyn Center Police Department employed, it appears, a female cop who, after 26 years on the force, can't tell the difference in a stressful situation between a taser, which would be worn on her weak side, and her Glock, which is worn on her strong side, which is done that way simply because that way you won't make a mistake. So to call this a failure of hiring and training would be quite a generous thing for us to do. There was something of a hue and cry over the firing of the city manager in the Minneapolis suburb because he called for the officer to be given due process, which she should. But the fact of the matter is that the most likely result of due process in the Dante Wright case is firings up the chain of command anyway, because this was a failing. The officer in question, Kim Potter, who was a former police union local president, has resigned. The police chief has resigned. Mike Elliott, the African-American Democrat mayor of Brooklyn Center, seems pretty intent on trying to throw everybody under the bus, but he should resign. We could have an argument about diversity hiring here. We could also have an argument, as Reason.com was insistent on, they raised this in an article, about the deadly stupidity of laws like the one Minnesota has, criminalizing the hanging of air fresheners or other items from the rearview mirror of a car. Over there, Billy Binion pronounced Dante Wright dead as a result of that idiotic statute. But he's wrong on that one. The law, disgracefully ridiculous though it is, did not kill Dante Wright. And this is the sad part. And this is the sad part about all of these young men. Dante Wright and all the others, they're killed by the life they lead. He wasn't pulled over because he had air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror. He was pulled over because he had expired tags on his license plate. Then it was noticed that he had air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror. Then it was noticed he had an outstanding warrant. Then it was noticed that he resisted arrest. Then it was noticed he got back into his car and drove away from the police, which he'd done before. He'd done this back in June. And the circumstances from which that police encounter arose make for scintillating reading. And he was reported to the police for waving a gun around, and when they showed up, it turned out that Wright didn't have a permit for that gun. So he ran away, and he was cited in order to appear in court. He didn't, which occasioned the warrant for his arrest. That's not all that appears on his record. There was the February arrest for aggravated robbery. There was a disorderly conduct charge arising from a 2019 incident. There was the guilty plea in late 2019 to possession and sale of marijuana. And there was an arrest warrant for armed robbery. Wright was accused of chokeholding a woman and threatening her at gunpoint, demanding $820 intended to pay her rent. Dante Wright dropped out of high school, fathered a child out of wedlock he couldn't support. And he couldn't, even with the petty drug dealing. He borrowed $50 from his parents to take his car to a car wash and had his girlfriend in the car with him with expired license tags. He stopped by the police, he resisted arrest, and then attempted to drive away, which raised the likelihood that he would expose his girlfriend to bodily harm. She was apparently injured when, as he bled out following being shot by Officer Potter, he crashed the car attempting a getaway. So, in other words, this is someone who chose to be a penny ante John Dillinger. But he ended up with a full ante. His parents are justifiably upset at his death. Loss of a child is one of the most heartbreaking events anybody can bear. But Dante's right calling him a great kid, He said he was a normal kid. He said he was never in serious trouble. He enjoyed spending time with his two-year-old son. He loved his son. Great kids don't fight with and then flee from the cops. Great kids don't bring the police around because they're waving guns. Great kids aren't arrested for aggravated robbery or for dealing drugs. Or in the community Donnie Wright came from, maybe they do. Maybe that is considered great. If so, that's a lot bigger problem than any incompetence of the politicians and the police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. But you're not going to hear too much about that, are you? You aren't even allowed to talk about the fact that this 20-year-old kid had already messed up his life and may have been well on his way to becoming a career criminal. Dante Wright had perpetuated the cycle of out-of-wedlock childbirth, academic failure, the inability to learn and deploy a marketable skill, and escalating criminal behavior that so horrifically afflicts the inner black community today. If his life was great and not substandard, then we will never be rid of these tragedies. And they're all fundamentally the same. Career criminal on the fringe of society, a failure in life, involved in drugs, likely faced with prolonged jail time upon arrest and resisting arrest. So how do you prevent this kind of thing from happening? You try to prevent young men from living lives like this young man did. But you're not allowed to say that, unfortunately. Neither Joe Biden nor Kamala Harris, both of whom had the opportunity to lead, but instead chose to pander to the mob, would say it. Nor would the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, another pandering Democrat responsible for more of his state's destruction than perhaps all of his predecessors combined. And they have hired Ben Crump. Of course, Ben Crump is the most, they didn't need him owing to the Barney Fife nature of this particular shooting. But he was on the scene in Brooklyn Center before Dante Wright's body was cold. And he said Dante Wright's life matters. It does matter. It matters to Ben Crump. Dante Wright will be a nice paycheck for him. And so will the next Dante Wright. The next Dante Wright will only keep the wheel turning around and around and around. Sadly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's goal is to get 70% of adults at least one vaccine dose by the 4th of July. The administration also saying they're going to reallocate some shots to states with higher demand. Speaking at the White House, the president also saying that the most vulnerable are being vaccinated.
And as we stand here today, almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated. And among our most vulnerable population, seniors, we're nearing 85% of those who've gotten their first shot. 70% of the seniors are now fully vaccinated. It's a dramatic turnaround from where we were in January.
The Biden administration also saying roughly 6% of remaining U.S. troops in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. This is USA Radio News. Millions are bracing for severe weather today as storms roll through from New Mexico to Delaware. Dangerous storms are expected to target the south, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. On Monday, storms went through Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells NBC's Today Show what she saw when she looked out her window.
Got up and I went to the back of the house and I looked at the trees and I thought, I've never seen that before. They were bent sideways.
In your backyard?
In my backyard.
Officials are looking to the skies as parts of a massive Chinese rocket are expected to hit our planet this week. The 100-foot-tall core of a rocket that launched a space station module from China last week is expected to soon make an uncontrolled re-entry to Earth. Chances are high its remnants will hit water. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. The old Dante Wright thing is very intriguing to me, just simply because of the how many it's. You ever had a drawer in your chest of drawers that's just full of all this loose junk? There's so many loose details in the Dante Wright case. And right now it has the left riled up. But there's a lot of people on my side that are less than pleased at what happened as well. But if we're going to blame law enforcement in general for his death, we might as well go back to the roots, because at least part of his death was because of gun control. Now just hear me out on this one. He wasn't pulled over because he was black. He was pulled over because he was in the middle of a moving violation, which prompted police to pull him over. Had it been you or me, we would have gotten a ticket and gone about our day. Now, for young Mr. Wright, this wasn't possible because he also had an active warrant. That's one reason they take your license and go back to the car. They're going to find out what kind of desperado you are. So then they went to arrest him. Unfortunately, he resisted arrest, and that led to things getting out of hand. Yet, had it not been for the warrant, police wouldn't have tried to arrest Wright, and none of us would have ever heard of him. So why does any of this have to do with gun control? Well, first, the arrest warrant. Wright was accused of carrying a weapon without a permit and fleeing from the police. The documents of the case are filed under 27-CR-21-4400. They detail charges that Wright carried a pistol without a permit and ran from the police. A complaint filed on March 4th said that Wright had had an encounter with police on June 30th in Minneapolis. It was officers responding to a call about a man with a gun, and they found Wright in a car with other people. said that Wright ran away from the officers who chased but did not catch him. It was said a loaded handgun was found in the car. He also failed to appear before the court for this charge, as I've already said, and that didn't help. But the problem is the first charge. Yeah, there appear to have been prior warrants, but none were active. And it was quite possible that Wright was a very bad man who did very bad things, yet he hadn't been convicted of anything at that moment. We're still innocent until proven guilty in this country. So we have someone who hasn't been convicted of a felony who was arrested for being in possession of a firearm without a permit. Requiring a permit in order to carry a gun is gun control. And without that law in place, Wright wouldn't have had an active warrant in the first place. Law enforcement would have had no reason to arrest him in the first place, and he'd have taken his ticket and gone about his merry way. None of this would have had to have happened. Now, this is the unfortunate result of so much gun control. Anti-gunners think that the people most likely to be impacted will be old white men like me, but it's more typically young black males who catch the brunt of this. While we may gripe and complain on the old white guy side, we are historically compliant with the law. Younger black men, however, often find themselves surrounded by people who are likely to kill you if you show any sign of disrespect, yet will treat you like crap if you don't stand up for yourself. So it's not difficult to imagine why someone would carry a gun, even without a permit. That'd be tried by 12 and carried by 6 and all that nonsense. Had it not been for the anti-gun movement's insistence that everyone has to have a permit, all of this could have been avoided and Dante Wright would still be alive. So they can try to pin this on law enforcement as a whole all they want. It can't possibly be applied to it. And while there does to appear have been a degree of negligence, none of that should have mattered. Gun rights are, after all, human rights. And Dante Wright is dead because anti-gunners denied him this as well. Let's put the hand that we're being dealt here on the table. The Dante Wrights of the world can't possibly win in a blue city hellhole. Cannot possibly win in a blue city hellhole. They are useful if they could be arrested and taken down. They will be in a lot of cases now. They've had bail reform, so they don't even have to post bail. So they go in, they get whatever paperwork done, they're back out on the street, back in the mix. There's not even intervention to slow them down as they cascade down this roller coaster path to death. Now, how many people like Dante Wright died in Chicago in the month of March over the weekends, over the weeks? How many young men like Dante Wright, out of wedlock children, petty criminal, moving towards a life towards crime, failure in education? How many of them died in Chicago? And we don't know their names. We don't know who they are. Do they matter? Now, this is my position on this. And I mean, I'm not a lawmaker, nor do I play one on TV. When they get out there and they choose the one to be the next face of the oppressed, of the struggle, and it's somebody like Dante Wright or George Floyd, you're looking at somebody whose local government has failed. Local government failed them. Government is supposed to put things in order to a degree where you can do what you need to do, and then they're supposed to get out of your way. They're not supposed to micromanage your life. They are supposed to put you in a position where you can try to succeed. And in the quest, the never-ending quest for votes coming from the left, that never happens. They will get out there, and they will, you know, they'll tell Black America all day long that, hey, you know, they want to put you back in chains, they want to do this, they want to do that, when in fact that was all them to begin with. They're the party of the KKK. They're the party that held up the business of the Senate for 60 days in 1964 while they filibustered the Civil Rights Act. They're the ones that doesn't want Black America armed. You know, I look at Black America, and I just see Americans. Sure, there's some criminals in there, and I know why they're the way they are, and they do need to be dealt with, or reformed, or something, but that doesn't mean this broad swath that's being painted is just. So, the Dante Wrights of the world, they're never going to stop happening. We will hear some of the names, and some we won't. But it's going to keep on going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Had to hit the cough button. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Franklin Armory, who makes AR-15s, by the way, which is a target of President Joe Asterisk Biden. In his little speech he gave the other day, he once again sort of referenced the desire for a federal assault weapon ban. I've got 3 reasons why such and a ban would be a terrible thing, a terrible way to go. Item number 1, which is the most prevalent one, is that there is no agreed upon definition of mechanically what constitutes an assault weapon. They've always struggled to define what exactly constitutes this. It's like the famous line about identifying pornography. I know it when I see it. But this feckless approach guided the drafting of the 1994 assault weapons ban, and is, again, threatening the rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment. There's a weapon out there, a superb weapon called the Ruger Mini 14. Consider these from a technical perspective. If you look at them, you can get one set up and, have an extending stock and a pistol grip and make it look sort of tacked up. Make it sort of look 18-esque, if you will. Or you can just get it in a standard form with a shoulder stock and, it's just a rifle with a magazine fed. But they're both mechanically identical. They fire the same round. They have the same effective range, same rate of fire, the same mechanical accuracy. But under the 94 assault weapons ban, only one of the guns, the one with the pistol grip, was banned as an assault weapon due to the folding stock and the pistol grip design. So features like a folding stock or a muzzle brake have little effect on the function of a firearm. In fact, in a lot of ways, they're just sort of frills. But these cosmetic components were explicitly restricted as common characteristics of assault weapons in the language of the 94 law. And despite the ban on the assault version, the fixed stock Mini 14 was classified as a firearm with legitimate utility that could be sold by any licensed retailer. None of the features included or exempted in the assault weapons ban have any bearing on the lethality or mechanical function of the firearm itself. That has to do with the length of the barrel and the caliber and the way the ammunition is designed. That's what makes a gun lethal. If you're talking about individual shots making a gun lethal, it has to do with the length of the barrel, because that's where the pressure and the accuracy builds up. longer the barrel, more you get of that, and just the way the ammunition itself is designed. Further clouding the issue are contradictory definitions for firearms in state and federal firearms codes. California, their stuff is so complex that even honest compliance can lead to significant legal problems. Scott Kirschenman found out that when he contacted the DOJ in California to register his lawfully assembled firearms. And as a result of his good faith attempt to follow the law, he was arrested and charged with 18 counts, including felony possession of an illegal firearm. Now, his case was ultimately dismissed, though not before some of his firearms were destroyed by LEO. Even gun control advocates can get in trouble. Scott Danny Papalardo made a video of himself destroying his AR-15, and in the course of that destruction, he inadvertently created a highly illegal short-barreled rifle. He, of course, was not brought up on charges. Number two, banning assault weapons will not stop rampage/mass shootings. Now, the gun control groups insist that these are the weapons of choice, and they must be regulated accordingly. A very broad definition of mass shootings compiled by the Gun Violence Archive tabulated 465 fatalities across 417 incidents in 2019. These deaths represent about 2.8% of the 16,425 total homicides that year. Rifles were used in only 6% of all gun-related homicides in that same year. Many of these incidents were more commonplace types of criminal activity, like shootouts over drugs or turf warfare. Few of these constituted a shooting spree of indiscriminate violence, which is where the FBI draws the line. Rare, randomized killing sprees get disproportionate news coverage, and they rush to the soapbox, politicians do, to proclaim that they are taking decisive action. And while we may not comprehend the motives for these tragedies, we can learn from them by deconstructing some of their more notorious ones. And it might surprise some to learn that the presence of a semi-auto rifle is not a common denominator in the bloodiest mass shootings. The Virginia Tech shooter was armed with a 9mm Glock and a .22 caliber target pistol and a duffel bag full of spare 10-round magazines at his hip during his 10-minute rampage. In 1991, a man crashed his truck into a Texas restaurant. Over 15 minutes, armed only with a pair of handguns, he fatally wounded 13 people and systematically executed 10 more. The 1946 Walk of Death in Camden, New Jersey was perpetrated by a disturbed veteran armed with a 9mm pistol, 2 8-round magazines, and some loose ammo in his pocket. There is little evidence that weapon type, caliber, or capacity has any relation to the number of casualties in a spree shooting. Spree shooter will always have the best advantages. He will have planning. He will have surprise. And typically, they deliberately select locations where firearms are unlikely to be present. The most significant factor in stopping one of these things is time. How fast can you disrupt him? So, used to be you had to wait on backup. Now you got to go in there and do it now. Last but not least, the guns that they have decided are assault weapons are actually crucial self-defense tools. In the United States today, the average gun owner is typically a very diverse person. You have associations like the National African American Gun Association, the LGBTQ plus group Armed Equality, and the Well-Armed Woman, who have seen record growth in the last year. In a time when many people are questioning the role of law enforcement in their daily lives, it makes a lot of sense to greater numbers of people to take personal responsibility for their safety, their personal safety, their families, their homes. Experts prize the AR-15 as the ideal home defense tool. High-capacity magazines are a particular benefit to senior citizens or physically disadvantaged people who might struggle with handling a handgun or a shotgun. The lightweight rounds have low recoil compared to a shotgun and pistol rounds. They're less likely to over-penetrate walls and barriers. Everything the home defender will need can be prepared and stored safely under lock and key until needed for an emergency, which is hopefully never. Banning these weapons would make felons out of people who have committed no harm and simply wish to protect themselves. Greater regulation will disarm marginalized groups facing very real threats of violence. We have to be wary of politicians who know little about firearms, yet promise fast-acting feel-good legislation instead of working towards more meaningful solutions. And that's the key. The reason I've hammered on young Dante Wright so much is that the question could be asked about him or anybody like him. If it didn't happen today, when would it have happened? And would we have heard about it if it hadn't been because he was killed by a cop? Would it have mattered? Would Dante Wright's life have mattered if he was killed by another criminal? Do these deaths mean anything? Unless there's a political gain to be had for it. And in the meantime, while all these things are going on, while they're letting these cities burn, all this other stuff's going on, they want to come to you and take your weapon away. And this is what we have to be on guard against. So, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rick Ector as we once again go take a pleasure walk on Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.